Blog Talk Radio.
Champagne spill. Crab me a seal, just came through with a quarter mil. Yeah.
See, baby, I know something he don't know about you.
Don't know.
That money make you come too. Every time you come through, all the crazy shit that we do. We just working out 1-2. And you can come home when you wanna. I ain't tripping by the cap. As soon as you walk in, you know how we living. Come and find me where I'm at. Fired up, it's a party in here. Do what you want, it's always in here. You know what it is on the low. When you want the illest, where you go? Just never mind enough. And they still going to the sun. Come out.
Where you go? 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 Where you go?
Might put you on some new shit. You ain't seen this. on me, drop the season on me. Tough, how you sleeping on your man? Like I ain't treat you like fam. Shawty, I don't understand. You wanted to move, so I gave you space. Wandered off, now you're right back trying to plead your case. How you expect me to move? How you expect me to get down? When you get round, you be so down like you're ready to ride something. Like stand tell a lie something, but in my head it's on repeat. I can hear all that shit that you yelling, but I know all that talk is cheap. More than my lady, you with my nigga, hit the hand loader, then pull the trigger. You was my business, I was your business, and it's a trippin', heard a dismissal. But the next time you figure you can do better, just remember who I am, all that I came from. Ain't no such thing as stormy weather.
But it's just never burning out, and they still going through. Some new shit, you ain't seen this. You know we exclusive. Top of the line.
Talk to him, go.
Love's like the water when the well runs dry.
Yeah.
Quench my thirst, keep me alive.
Okay.
Just need one, two, baby. Love is you.
What is love, baby?
Love is you.
Yeah.
Love is you.
All right.
Love is you.
Let me get him for a second.
Love is you.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, baby, no shit been hard on you. Life cold, so sick, pneumonia. Niggas ain't shit, you know they just wanna bone you. Baby daddy, he's sorry, he was just a sperm donor. Whatever happened, don't live regrets, though. They coming for that sack, you gotta let that pass go. Stripper, nurse, whatever your professions are. Put God first, baby, know where your blessings are. Fight to the finish, never give up. Life knock you down, baby girl, just get up. Don't worry about the hiccups, imperfections, all that come with it. You get opportunity, shit, go dumb with it. You pray, don't worry, can't question your fate. What's for you, it's for you, don't let him eat off your plate. Prince Charming, he'll wait, sent from heaven above. I swear to God, when we find it, ain't nothing like love.
Love is kind, yeah. The world's cold.
Come on.
Love stays strong,
okay.
When the fight is old.
I like it.
Love's a shoulder to lean on. Love is you.
What is love, baby, yeah.
Love's like the water when the well runs dry.
Come on.
Quench my thirst, keep me alive.
Yeah.
Just need one, two, baby. Love is you.
Tell her, what is love, baby?
Love is you.
Yeah.
Love is you.
Yeah, hey boy, I know life's a bitch. Two up and down like a light switch. What works for you, shit, that's what you get. Everybody ain't a starter, gotta sit on that bench. But when you get your chance, go all out. Shoot to your shoulder out of sock, you better ball out. No handouts, no pity parties, can't make excuses. Gotta find your niche, bro, and make a contribution. Fuck what you used to, get out your comfort zone. Get to the cheese, Velveeta, Parmesan. Be a leader, and if the world don't accept it, cool. I promise the real ones gon' respect it. Nobody owe you shit, please remember. Use your gift like every day December. Don't worry about the haters, just give them a hug. Cause all the jealousy ain't nothing but undercover love.
Love is kind, yeah.
Don't worry about the haters, man. Just give them a hug. Acknowledge them. That's all they want is a little acknowledgement. Yeah, yeah. What is love, baby?
Love's like the water. Come on, man. Quench my thirst, yeah. Keep me alive.
Talk to him, baby.
Just need one, two, baby. Love
yeah.
You.
Huh?
Love is you.
What is love?
Love is you.
For real.
Love is you.
I need love. I need love.
Love is you.
Come on, man.
Love is kind. It makes me stronger.
something to take, cause I'm just hoping they ain't accepting this shit. These niggas waiting for me to fail, they clocks gonna be broke. They do not say much, but when they talk, it's a joke. Cutting niggas slack when I shouldn't have gave them the rope. Motherfuckers think they know me, nigga, no. It's my fault, I let these niggas get close. But it won't happen again, I put that all on my soul. Don't believe me? Well then test it, tell them all how it goes. I was listening to the phrase, keep your enemies close. I'm a ticking time bomb and now I feel it coming. I'm talking everything, music, women, and my emotions. All the time I spent on that, I could've been something. All the time I spent on that, I could've been something. Wait a minute.
Welcome to the show, it's your man DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Ready. I'm back off of vacation. You can't say vacation, because I've been filming my new film. It's finally done. All right, y'all. My new film, B-Boys Make Some Noise, an uncelebrated pioneer project. You know what I'm saying? Dope film about the history. It's a dope documentary about the history of b-boying, how b-boying started in New York City, Harlem, and the Bronx. Also, a lot of history about the graffiti. I got some of the legendary graffiti and b-boys in there with me. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that was in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. We're going to be having a live screening, y'all. Check this out. I want all y'all to come through, man. Throw support. Just a little $5, $6 donation. It ain't nothing. You can stay in your house as a virtual movie theater. You can, it's on Binge Wave. You can just go on the line, click on there, buy yourself a ticket. It's going to give you a download info. And you can see the movie as February 26th at 7 p.m. You also can come and talk, get on the panel. You know what I'm saying? Not get on the panel, but talk to the panel. I'm going to have a lot of the brothers that was in the movie there. They're going to be sitting there talking, you know, if you want to ask them some questions about what was going on back then or what they're doing now, or just in general, whatever general conversation that arises from your heart, from the movie, you know what I'm saying? But I'm real, real excited, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do that one streaming for our fans and our public and friends and family, you know what I'm saying? So we're definitely doing that. Once again, you know what it is. I ain't even introduced it right, you know, because I've been going for a minute. Beef Stu Radio, I am your man, DJ Big Stu. Shout out to everybody on iHeartRadio, everybody on TuneIn, Stitcher, and all the major platforms that we is on, Deezer and all that. You know what I'm saying? Playing a little bit of old school music. Now, I won't say old school music, but a couple of people that have been on the show in the past, you know, we're starting off the new year, right? Being that I didn't start strictly in January because I was filming. Now what I'm doing right now, starting it off right, playing some of the people that rocked with me all through 2019 and 2020. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all do know about the new cinema film. Film and Music Festival. That's our music fest. That's out in Las Vegas, Nevada, July 29th all the way to August 5th. It's going to be July 25th to August 5th. It's going to be popping, 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 man. All right. It's going to be, if you know, we're taking music videos, we're taking scripts, we're taking pilots, we're taking trailers, we're taking feature films, shorts, everything. We take an eye. If you did your movie with an iPhone, we got a category for that. We got a category for almost anything. Make sure you go to Film Freeway or the No Risk Film Festival. You know, right? The No Risk Film Festival or Film Freeway, and type in the New Cinema Film and Music Festival. You know what I'm saying? And check us out, man. You got some music, you got some talent, up and coming film artists, music artists, video, you know, artists you want to get out there, you get a chance to win a chance to come out there and perform at the event, you know what I'm saying? So that's really dope, dizzy dope. But like I said, before I get into today's show real quick, because you know I'm going to do a little quick talk to y'all, then throw a little bit of more music on for y'all. Today's show has a lot to do with privilege. I got to say it. One of the alleged rioters, all right, from the Capitol. Now, I don't care what you say, we call them traitors. Donald Trump don't even represent them no more. People were trying to tell him all this time that he's fake, he's phony, don't listen to him, don't do this. And these people followed him down into the water to the point now they look like traitors of America. The accused Jenny Louise Cudd made a request to continue with planned work visit to Mexico later this month, despite awaiting trial on charges that she took part in the U.S. Capitol, on January 6th. Took part in the riots in the U.S. Capitol on January 26th. According to court documents obtained by Beef Stew Radio, the woman will not be able to travel to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, under conditions of her release. So she will never, ever be, I don't think they're going to ever let her travel to Washington. She asked the ministry on Monday if she could leave the United States and the United States and holidays in Mexico, and with prosecutors taking no position, the request was at once made in consideration, but she was denied. Court system said, "Nah, we ain't going for that. You might not even come back." Her boss might, this is federal time, so you could do some. You could do some time behind this. And what she's doing is she's testing the justice system because, you want to go to Mexico. And when it's Mexican, and you want to just travel over there back and forth, when there's Mexican people that can't even get in here, they got to go through a whole bunch of stuff. So, she's testing the justice system. She shows that the deportees and all that, it deprives two sisters of justice in America when it comes to the border system and when it comes to immigration. So, I think the court system felt that way and said, "Nah, we're not going to do this with her." But this comes to privilege that you feel that you could do that. You just went up to the Capitol in the White House, stormed in there, you guys threatened people's lives and all that, and you feel that you can say, "Hey, can I still go on vacation in Mexico?" How privileged are you? People like her get mad when you say privileged, but look what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get real for some of y'all. Some of y'all might get over, get out, but a lot of y'all is going to get real for. You're going to go to prison system and be in there with the same people that you talked about without your Second Amendment gun. You're going to be in there having to deal with it. Even if you go get down to Aryan Nation, it could be a prison riot. That gets dangerous. Anybody could die in that. And you would definitely be a target because you was a rioter. As soon as you come in jail, dudes in jail know what you did already. As soon as you come in jail, there's somebody in there. Because dudes in jail work in the office. They're the dudes that work in the office. That's a job in prison. So there's guys that already know, that's one of the rioters from the Capitol. Or that's the dude that threatened Nancy Pelosi. Or that's the dude that's trying to take the black vote or the Hispanic vote away. He's one of the people that feel like we shouldn't be able to vote and all that. You're going to be a target in prison, bro. And then, if you're lucky, you might have a little backup if you go to a prison that have Aryan Nations and all that in there. But if you go to certain prisons like in New York City, you go to Rikers Island for something, if you was somebody from New York and you guys seen out there rioting, you're going to more likely go to Rikers Island before you go to the federal penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to have gladiator school, man. You're going to go through some real shit. And I don't know. It's like that in other states, too. There's going to be some other states out there that get down like that, even though they got a county jail, but that county jail be wild as fuck. And you're going to go in there for all this little bullshit you was doing because you didn't want to believe that the vote went through. Like, we had the safest voting system in the history of America, and just because one man lost, and he lost by millions, you keep saying 74, 81 won, baby, 81 won, ain't that much fake, his own people, and it's crazy, all of y'all doing time now, his lawyers, and everybody on his team, they basically saying that, there wasn't no election fraud. They were just saying that, keeping y'all riled up through the whole system. But now that it's over with, they admitting that it wasn't no election fraud going on because they trying to save him, and make sure he doesn't go to jail and things like that. And y'all don't even, and they don't even care about y'all. They not even thinking about y'all. Y'all don't even matter. That's deep. You know what I'm saying? They like, listen, we ain't telling them to do that. And we know that they told y'all to do that. Everybody seen in America, seen that he pushed y'all and all that. You know, yeah, he led y'all there. Then the backup from y'all. Like, we don't want to do this. We ain't got nothing to do with none of them. He ain't pardoning not one person of y'all. He barely pardoned. He only pardoned people that's protecting him from the Russia shit. He the people that he want to, because he know the Russia shit about ready to come out now, eventually. The story is being documented, and it's going to show that what he really, truly did with Russia on his election. And then people in America are going to even feel even worse. Because there were some people that came out there really with they, you know, everybody, even though I don't agree with them, and I think it was crazy, but they really felt like they thought what it was. Like, oh, they took our vote, they really do. And some people really felt for their right as, you know, it's a free country, so they felt for their right as a Republican Party and for that to feel how they felt. And that's deep for him just to do that, you know? That's shattering, you know, for him just to do that and just to leave. And there's many people going to do prison time behind that. Family's going to be broken. Because some people are going to catch 10, 20 years. This is federal penitentiary. You're going to do straight up time. No good behavior. This federal time. This you're doing all your time. No good behavior. None of that shit. So, yeah, man. It's sad that for a belief, it was like a president led a cult. And then there's still some people that still feel like, well, hey, man, I'm privileged. I'm this and this and that. I should do this. And they all getting rude awakenings, man. And that's what's going to make it hard for y'all. You got to realize that you guys did something that haven't been done since the 1800s. You know, you try to take over the Capitol. You are, you know, considered a traitor to America. Especially the ones that got caught. Some of you guys, there was so many of y'all. So I know there's some of y'all sitting in your house nervous as hell. Because some of y'all never been to jail before. That's not your life. You feel whatever you feel about politics. You feel whatever you feel about America and this group of people and that group of people. But your ass ain't never been to jail. Ain't never been to no hardcore shit. And now you done got yourself in trouble to go to a fucking federal penitentiary. When, you know, federal penitentiary is people like John Gotti, you know, maybe the top Ku Klux Klan man that you guys know about, maybe the top drug dealer dude from Alabama, the top drug dealing dude, you know, the top Crip, the top Blood, it'd be some heavy dudes in there. So when it gets some violence in there, it'd be dudes that be powerful because there's so many poop dudes in there that's powerful. And you came in there because you was riding against a vote, against a legit vote. That some of these dudes in there don't, that some of these dudes in there trying to get the privilege to get back so they can vote, and you got the nerve to come in there trying to stop their vote. Do you even understand how deep that is? Y'all don't even understand it. When you privilege, that shit fly right over your head, man. You just think, hey, well, the guy, and this is who I should be. You don't even understand. Now, you can pay your way in there. You have to buy a whole bunch of niggas' food. Whether it's the Aryan Nation, whether it's the Bloods, Crips, whatever. Even if you become an Aryan Nation dude, you know, you still have to pay your tithes to them for protecting you. They're going to fill you out. They're going to let you know, oh, he ain't fishing. You got to pay this. You can't. They're going to tell other people they can't touch you, but that don't mean they're going to tell other people that they can't touch you, but that don't mean they don't feel like they team can touch you if you violated. So it's going to be a rough wheel for some of them guys, you know? And I just feel bad that y'all was misled by a man who don't even care. Once he got off that plane, it was over for him. Still to this very day, with a young lady being killed, even if we got differences, homegirl did not deserve to die. But at the same time, the people that were shooting on the other end, they had to protect themselves because they got families they want to go to. You know, she and her dad, it was sad. Her dad was on TV talking about it a little bit, you know. And, you know, you're a parent. You want to stand, you're going to stand behind your kid regardless. But you, but it seemed like dad also knew, like he might have been a vet or some shit. Like he also knew that shit was wrong that went down. And there's a lot of people, well, I regret this, I regret that. Niggas looking through files, talking about stealing files. Like, what did you think? Like, what mentally was you thinking? Like, you know, you know, you worse than Black Lives Matter when you look at it. You worse than the rioters. The rioters leave steal stuff from stores. You guys are talking about taking government secrets. You guys looking into their desks on the Senate floor and taking pictures and all that. That's a different game, man. And y'all did that shit on TV and promoted it and did that. Y'all gave yourselves away. So, with that being said, I know a lot of you guys are going to be locked down, man. And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I was watching this something. I ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it another day, man. But once again, your man is back. You know what I'm saying? And I want you guys to definitely get your tickets, man. All right, go to Binge Wave. Type in B-Boys, Make Some Noise, and Uncelebrated Pioneer Project. Once again, B-Boy, like, you know, B-Boy Breakdancer, Make Some Noise, and Uncelebrated Pioneer Project. And just your cop ticket, man. Still $5, $6 donation, man. That's all it is. Sit up in your house, got your wine, your Hennessy, your whatever, your people's around you, some good food. Click on to the virtual theater that they're going to give you a link to and come rock with us, man. Take it back. See how this shit all began. All right? So, yeah, I'm back, man. The snow is in New York. It's crazy. I ain't gonna lie, she's crazy than a fuck. So, it is what it is. And that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go out on some real, real, real slick shit. We in here. Make sure y'all tune in, man. I'm due the show where I let people call in next week. Today was just my little vibe. You know what I'm saying? Just letting y'all niggas know the kid is back. All right, let's do it.
Over here now, honey. Hey, girl, come on and talk to me. Talk to me, girl.
So why you running? Why you running?
You.
So why you running?
Why you running?
So why you running?
Make a move on me, baby.
Girl, I'm feeling you. So what you wanna do? Right now, baby. A girl is up to you. So make a move on it, baby.
Believe I know what you want, baby. I can tell by the look on your face. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, baby. Don't be afraid to take that chance on love. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.